Hallelujah. Father, we would just bless your holy name at all times because your name alone is worthy to be praised. Father, we thank you, Lord, for even from the rising of the sun, even unto the going there down there. Father God, your name is to be praised. Therefore, Father, and your master's name, we declare and affirm that we are the head and not the tail. Father, we declare even on this Sunday morning, Lord, that whatever we touch, it shall prosper. Father, we declare in the name of Jesus that we are the victorious of the Lord. Father, we declare in the name of Jesus, Father, that we are your children and we are the sheep of your pastures. Father, we declare that all things are working together for our good. Father, we declare in the name of Jesus that the hand of the enemy has already been rebuked. He is under our feet. Therefore, Father, we choose to rejoice. We choose to proclaim your name. Father, we declare in your master's name that we are the healed of the Lord. We declare also, Father, that we are the prosperous of the Lord. We declare that supernatural doors are opening up for us each and every day because our footsteps have already been ordained and ordered by you. Father, we declare, Father, in the name of Jesus, that the breakthrough is taking place in our life right here, right now. Father, we declare the shift, that you're shifting things around for our betterment and for our good. Father, we declare in the name of Jesus wisdom and strength. We declare in the name of Jesus, Father, that you're stirring us up so that we can perform and do your will. Father, we declare clarity even in relationships. We declare clarity even among ourselves. We declare clarity, Father, in the name of Jesus, even concerning our finances. Father, we declare and decree promotion in the lives of your people. In the name of Jesus, we declare, Father, every individual that's on this call, Father, promotion, we declare it to be so. In the name of Jesus, we declare, Father, even as we stand in this space and in this moment, Father, we declare that this space and this time that we stand in, Father, it shall be a space of miracles, a space of new beginnings, a place and a space of excellence in the name of Jesus. Father, we declare and decree that you are Lord of lords and you're the King of kings. And therefore, Father, we choose to praise you on this morning. We choose to give your name the praise, the honor, and the thanks now and forevermore. Prophetess Bethany, open up the line so that we began to open our mouth and began to declare.
I'm going to go to the hospital. Amen, amen. Father God, thank you for your presence that is with us tonight. Thank you for your love, your mercy, and your grace, Lord God. And bless each one on the line tonight and those listening as well, Lord God. And our family members, thank you for your anointing and presence, Lord, that is with us. Encourage each heart, Lord God, and deliver us from any discouragement or just encourage us, Lord God. And I pray that you would touch each one of us, open our eyes to see the possibilities that you have in store for us, Lord God, and where you're leading us, Lord, and to continue to think big and not put you in a box in any way, because you are not limited. all things are possible with you, Lord God. So we give you thanks and praise for that, Lord God, and allow you to work your will in and through our lives. And Lord, I pray that you would keep all those getting ready to travel to prophecology for safe travels, Lord God, and that all the final details would fall into place for those going, and that your direction and wisdom will be with all at prophecology, Lord God, that everything would fall into place just as you will it to be, Father God, and that all will be blessed who attend, Lord, have your way, and that there would be miracles, Lord God, in store for all. In this season of miracles. Thank you, Father, for all that you're doing and all that you're going to do. And continue to put expectation in each one of our hearts, Lord God, and the hope that we have in you, Lord. And Lord, I just pray to you be the glory and the honor and the praise forever and ever. Amen. In Jesus' name, amen.
Father God, I worship. And our praise is shifting the atmosphere. For the heavens are open for breakthrough and healing. So, Father God, we thank you for the shifting of your atmosphere. We thank you, Father God, for the things that you are having fallen upon us in this earth realm, Lord God. We thank you for the letting go, Father God. We thank you for all of those who are walking in the forgiveness, Father God. And we thank you, Lord God, and we stand in obedience, Lord God, to your spirit for Father God. We are seeking after you, Father God. We seek your face, Father God. We seek your guidance, Father God. We seek your leadership, Father God. We seek you, we seek you, we seek you, Father God. Allow the blessings to pour out from the windows of heaven, Father God. Allow us to gather together and rejoice and begin to share, Father God, the things that you have done for us. Allow us to share forth that goodness and that mercy, Father God. We're walking in favor, Father God. We ask for your clarity, Father God. We ask that you give us temperance, Lord God. We ask that you give us peace, Lord God. We ask that you let us know that even though things may look like it may not happen, but to know that as we stand firm in our faith, Father God, that you will begin to move that mountain for us, Father God. Let us know that no weapon formed against us shall prosper, Father God. Allow us to run boldly before your throne, Father God. Allow us to work courageously in this world, Father God. Allow us to stand forth in this crooked generation, Father God. Allow us to lean on you, Father God, and not our own understanding, Father God. For you have not given us the spirit of fear, Father God. So give us the confidence and the boldness to continue to walk forward as your believers, as your servants in this earth, Father God. Bring forth the gifting, bring forth the treasures, bring forth the songs, Father God. Bring forth the minstrels, Father God. Bring forth the prayers, Father God, the intercessors, and allow us to get ready to rejoice and be jubilant in your presence, Father God. Bring forth the breaking open, Father God. Bring forth the loosing of the chains and shaking off those things, Father God. Let go of the oppressed, Father God. And we pray for our youth, Father God, for they are dealing with so much in this time, Father God. We ask that you show forth the strength in their lives and let them know that they serve a mighty, awesome God and that there is power within them to change their circumstances and to influence each other, Father God. We ask that you remove the spirit of suicide, Father God. We ask that you remove the spirit of depression and oppression, Father God. And we ask that you bring forth your joy, Father God. We ask that you bring forth your revelation, Father God, in your revival, Father God. We ask that you release the wealth, Father God. We allow, ask that you just allow yourself to come forth, Father God, for as you arrive, your enemies will scatter, Father God. We ask that you just touch our hearts, Father God, and soften our hearts to you, Lord God. Incline our ears to hear you. Incline our eyes to see you, Lord God. Allow us to be in tune to you, Father God. Allow us to flow in your spirit and allow your spirit to flow, Father God. We just thank you and we just thank you. We just magnify you. We just stand in your presence, and we just give you all the honor, we give you all the glory, and we give you all the praise, Father God. Allow our hearts to overflow with the love for you as well as for our people, Lord God, and for each other, and allow that love to cover a multitude of sin. So, Father God, as you just shift this atmosphere and allow this love and that joy that you have given us to share with other people, Father God, we walk because we are fearfully and wonderfully made and made in your image. So allow us to walk in the authority that we have to shake open some things and to bring down those strongholds and to take back what is rightfully ours. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. And Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for this opportunity to come before your name and worship you even now, Father God. Father, we thank you for love. We thank you for the people of God here on the line, even now, Father God. We thank you for every life here. We thank you for the families, even now, Father God. We thank you for our families. We thank you for coming together. We thank you for reconciliation, even now, Father God. Father God, those that are confused or heavy-hearted, Father God, touch them and heal them even now, Father God. Father God, order our steps, Father God, so that we may move in the direction that you see fit for us to go, Father God. Father God, allow your will to be done, not our will, but your will in our lives even now, Father God. Father God, touch our children and our elders even now, Father God. Father, allow a covering anointing to take place and take over our children even now and the young people and the youth even now in this generation, Father God. Father God, touch our minds even now, Father God. Father God, open our eyes so that we may be able to see, Father God. Open ears so that we may be able to hear you clearly, Father God. Father God, let no weapon formed against us prosper even now, Father God. Father God, touch us from the crown of our heads to the soles of our feet, Father God. Father, cover our households even now, Father God. Father God, cover us as we come and as we go even now, Father God. Father God, anoint us even now, Father God. Father God, allow your favor to follow us even now, Father God. Father God, we thank you. I love you, Father God. Thank you for life, Father God. Allow innovative ideas to come and just be in our minds and in our hearts, Father God. Touch our spirits even now, Father God. Father God, let your agape love shine forth through us even now, Father God. Father God, the love that has no conditions even now, Father God. Father God, we continue to give you the praise, the glory, and the honor. I love you, Father God, and thank you for life. In your mighty name we pray, amen and amen.
Amen. And Father God, we thank you for this day because we know that this is the day that you have made, Father God, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it, Father God. We thank you because we know that your word declare, Father God, that it gives the Father pleasure, Father God, to give us the kingdom. We thank you, Father God, even now, Father God, for instilling in us purpose, Father God, and divine wisdom, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for our leaders. We thank you, Father God, as you strengthen them, Father God, as they continue to do your work and do your will, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for touching even our spiritual leaders, Father God, as you continue to strengthen them to do your work and do your will, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for touching even the elderly, Father God, and we thank you for their contribution, Father God. And we ask that you restore unto them their youth, Father God, and strengthen their bodies, Father God. We ask that you even heal, Father God, and strengthen our children's minds, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for strengthening their minds, Father God, to make right choices and to be around the right people, Father God. Father God, I ask that you create inside of this generation a fire, Father God, to hunger after you, Father God, and thirst after you, Father God, and thirst after your word, Father God, as they continue, Father God, to let others know that there is one that died and died on Calvary, Father God, that they may have life and have it more abundantly, Father God. Father God, I thank you even now, Father God, because your word declares, Father God, that if I be lifted up, that I'll draw men unto thee, Father God. I thank you, Father God, for right making right connections, Father God, and allowing this day to be a day that we do a dance of connectivity, Father God. Father God, I thank you, Father God, for this day because this is the day of rest, Father God, and this is the day that we can worship you, Father God. Father God, I thank you for the Sabbath today, Father God, and I thank you, Father God, for allowing us to keep it, Father God. Father God, I thank you, Father God, for touching our communities, Father God, and touching even the foreigners, Father God, touching the widow, Father God. I want to thank you, Father God, for lifting up even those that are widowed, Father God, and favoring and covering them, Father God, even during their time, Father God, during this time and during this hour of trouble, Father God. We want to thank you even now, Father God, and lift up those that are even in bereavement, Father God, and that are grieving, Father God. I want to ask that you continue to grant them peace, Father God, a peace that surpasses all understanding, Father God. I want to specifically ask, Father God, that you continue to heal those that are sick and shut in, Father God. I want to thank you for the working of miracles in advance, Father God. I want to thank you for angelic visitations in advance, Father God. I want to thank you for financial increase in advance, Father God. I'll be so careful to give your name all the glory, to give you all the praise, honor, Father God, for it. In the mighty and precious name of your Son, Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. I love the Lord because he hath heard my voice and my supplications, because he hath inclined his ear unto me. Therefore, will I call upon the Lord as long as I live. And I thank you, Father, for your loving kindness and for your tender mercy. I thank you, God, for healing. And I thank you for salvation. And I thank you for your goodness and your mercy, for your loving kindness, for your gentleness, God, and for looking upon our hearts
and seeing the desires of our hearts and teaching us to pray what you would have us to pray, God. We thank you for your mercy. Your mercy endures forever, O Lord. And I ask you, God, to look upon each and every prophet on the line and each and every person listening in, and that you would bless them in a mighty way. God, that you would prosper them and keep them and answer their prayers, God, and let them know that you have all of us in the palm of your hand. And we thank you for this new day that you have made, this Sunday morning. And God, I ask you to bless all of your pastors and your prophets and your ministers who are preparing for services today, God. Allow them to bring the word of God to people that they might be saved, God. And I love you, Lord, and I thank you. I thank you even for my family members, God. And I ask you to touch them and heal them and touch their minds and their hearts, God, and turn their hearts to you, O Lord. And I thank you, God, even for the Master Prophet and Prophetess Deborah, and thank you for their vision, even for the vision of having this prayer line, that we as prophets may come together to pray for others and to intercede, even for our own selves. God, I ask you to remember all of the prophets, all of the elderly prophets, the golden seers, and those who may not make it to prophecology, those who are in need of prayer, who may be keeping it to themselves, God, knowing that they really need to reach out and touch someone. God, bless your people. Bless them in a mighty way. Those elders, keep them from any diseases that would touch their bodies, God, any Alzheimer's or dementia or senility or anything, God. Protect your people, Lord. And we thank you. We thank you for that, God. And I ask you to remember even Prophetess Mascarene and her son, Prophetess Barbara Tucker, Prophetess Kelly, who may still be, is still in mourning for the loss of her husband, oh God. Touch her and touch her family, God. And please remember everyone who is bereaved right now, God. I know you see them. We didn't come to this world to stay. Yes, we have to leave one day, God. But we thank you. We thank you for what you're doing for all of us, God. And we thank you for your many blessings, God. And I ask you to remember even the little girl, young lady I'm tutoring in the hospital, God. You have brought her from a mighty long way. And one day she will walk and jump and turn around and dance and have fun. God, bless her. And I ask you to bless anyone who's even ill and sickly right now, God. Anyone who's reaching out for your strength, for your healing, for your guidance. Bless them, Lord, please, God. And I thank you for the upcoming conference, Lord. And I ask you to make the way easy for those who are traveling from afar, because traveling isn't always fun, especially in these crowded places, God. I ask you to make the way easy and special for them, and to even make my own way easy, Lord. And I thank you for financial provisions, that we would have monies to meet the needs of everything we need and the need of the prophet. And I thank you, God, for your mercy and your goodness, your faithfulness to us, God. And I just praise your name, and I thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, God. Blessed to everyone that feareth the Lord and that walks in his way. Father God, we thank you, God, because truly you is and always will be. And without you, we are nothing, oh God. Oh God, I want to give you our honor and praise, and I want to thank you, God, for giving us confidence, God, giving us confidence in you. I want to thank you, God, that you are always with us, oh God. I want to thank you, God, that through you, we are more than a conqueror, oh God. Oh, God, I want to thank you, Lord, that you are bigger than anything that's thrown at us in life and that life can bring, oh, God. Oh, God, I want to thank you, Lord, that your word will not be returned void, oh, God. Oh, God, and I want to thank you and give you all honor and praise, oh, God. Thank you, oh, God, for keeping the enemy under our feet, oh, God. And thank you, God, for keeping our eyes on you. Thank you, God, for restoration, God. Thank you, God, for shielding and protecting us, God, putting your hedge of protection over us, our family and loved ones and all that around us, oh, God. Oh, God, thank you, God, for healing us from the top of our crown to the bottom of our soul, oh, God. And, God, thank you for your grace and your mercy, God. Thank you, God, for all that you are doing and have done in our lives, oh, God. Thank you, God, for sending your angels before us. And thank you, God, for whomever form against us shall not prosper. And every tongue that rise against us in judgment, you shall condemn. Because when you arise, O God, the enemy scatters. Thank you, O Heavenly Father, in your precious mighty name. Amen, amen, and amen.
Hallelujah, Father God. And we thank you, Lord God, that we fear not because you have redeemed us. You have called us, Lord, by your name, and we belong to you, Lord God. And we thank you that when we pass through the waters, you are with us, and through the rivers, they shall not overflow us. And we thank you, Lord, that when we walk through the fire, the flame shall not kindle upon us. We shall not be burned. We thank you, Lord God, that you even allow others to be sacrificed on our behalf because we are the beloved of the Lord. We are the chosen of God. We fear not because you are with us and you bring our seed from the east and gather from the west, Lord God. None of our family members shall be lost, Lord God, because you said that when we come to you that you will save us, even our household, God. We pray for everyone in our household, every sibling, every family member, God, for victory and breakthrough, for deliverance from every yoke of bondage. We decree and declare freedom and liberty, Lord God. We say to the north, give up, and to the south, keep not back. Bring our sons from near and our daughters from the end of the earth. We thank you, Lord God, for the releasing of the captives, even those that are unjustly imprisoned, Lord God, and even those who are guilty, God, but are given sentences beyond justification, Lord God. We decree and declare justice in the land, justice on behalf of our loved ones, justice, Lord God, on behalf of your people, on behalf of the oppressed, Lord God. We break the band of wickedness, Lord God, for you said we shall be free from oppression, Lord God. We thank you for deliverance and breakthrough in the name of Jesus. We thank you for the I am-ness of God. We thank you for the I am breakthrough. I am delivered. I am set free. I am the wealthy of the Lord. I am the royal priesthood. I am healed. I am an overcomer. We thank you for the I am-ness of God. We thank you, Lord God, for a fresh anointing. For Father God, as we empty out, we invite you to fill us again, Lord God. As we empty out, we invite you to wash us again. As we empty out, we ask you to give us a clean heart and renew the right spirit within us, Lord God. And we pray for a forgiving spirit, Lord God, a spirit of forgiveness, a spirit of compassion, a spirit of mercy, Lord God. We forgive every offense and every offender, God, whether done deliberately or unintentionally, God. We forgive, Lord, and we pray for those who unjustly hurt us and who seek our harm, Lord God. We pray and forgive them, Lord God, and we release them in the mighty name of Jesus. And Lord God, we break the bands of wickedness, of witchcraft and heresy, Lord God, and every negative prayer prayed against us, every foul spirit, we bind it in the name of Jesus, and we take dominion over every dark art, Lord God, that's launched out against your people, Lord God, every spirit of terrorism and violence that's been released. We take authority over it in Jesus' name, and we thank you for victory. Amen and amen.
Amen. And Father God, you get all the glory and all the honor in our lives. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
And Father, we bless you and we thank you, Lord, for those that have been on the call and those that have prayed. And Father, we thank you because, Lord, we know you hear us when we pray. Therefore, Father, we give your name praise, honor, and thanks. And Father, as we move forth on this day, Father, bless us and keep us, Father, and touch those that need to be touched. And Father, we'll be so careful to give your name the praise, the honor, and the thanks now and forever. Amen, amen, amen. Prophetess Naomi.
Amen. All right. I want to thank you all for being on the conference call line for our 30 minutes of prayer. Just want to let everyone know that if you are in the New York area, join us for Sunday worship service at 11 a.m. But before that, you can join us for Sunday school at 9 a.m. 9 a.m. our Sunday school teaching, and then at 9:30 is our Sunday school teaching with our youth. That's right, our youth Sunday class. I'm sorry, both of them are at 9 a.m. for the youth. And we go into our 11 a.m. service, and then our 4 p.m. service, and the church service is at 310 Riverside Drive on 103rd Street. All right, New York, if you have any questions or need any details, please call 888-831-0434. Again, that's 888-831-0434. If there's any other announcements from any other company or prophets, please announce it. Amen. All right, we're going to say good night and God bless and see you tomorrow or see you at 11:55 for our midnight prayer call. Invite someone. God bless.
Good day.
Bless you.
Good night.